Hi, this is Mike from Your Opinions Research. They were talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. What is your zip code? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this is Mike from Your Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
10312.
Thank you. Just to make sure, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
What?
Yeah, what is the year of your birth?
Can I tell him that one?
I'm sorry, one more time?
The year of my birth. 1968.
All right, thank you. Perfect. Now, moving forward, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I guess Hispanic, but I'm kind of American.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to confirm. Do you consider yourself Mexican, Chicano, just Puerto Rican, just Cuban, just Dominican, just Central American, just South American?
No, I'm mostly American, but I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm okay. An American.
All right, thank you.
Like I don't.
Yeah. Mhm. No problem. Thank you. What is your race?
Puerto Rican.
Thank you. All right. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
A little bit of tech school.
Just to confirm, you said you said high school. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
The Democrat.
All right, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other states in the local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 24 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will always vote.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Yeah, just to confirm, on a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you?
10.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
2.
Okay, thank you. All right, please rate how much agree or disagree with the following with the following statements. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Do you neither agree nor disagree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you strongly disagree?
Do I disagree what?
Yeah, just to make sure the statement is, regardless of how I might feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat agree? Do you neither agree nor disagree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you strongly disagree?
I definitely agree.
You said I strongly agree, correct?
Definitely.
Thank you. All right. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about Bonnie, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one, protecting Jordan equally.
Protecting what?
Yeah, protecting gender equality.
Yeah, it should be equal.
All right, perfect. Remember, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. What option do you choose?
What?
All right. What was the option? You said matters?
What did you ask me?
Yeah. Remember, options are, if for each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
What, voting?
Yeah, for protecting gender equality.
Oh. No. Well, I don't know. I guess it would be equal.
Okay, so just to confirm, I need you to choose one of the options, right? Just for quality purposes. It must be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter too much, or does not matter at all. Which one do you choose?
It matters the most.
Okay, thank you. Second one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
What do you want me to say?
Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, not matter at all.
It matters a lot.
Okay, thank you. Third one, election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate. Does that matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Matters what? Yeah, it matters.
All right, thank you. And protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF?
Very important.
All right. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters a lot.
Thank you very much. All right. Now, moving forward, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issue? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote. First one, protecting gender equality.
I will vote.
Thank you. Just to confirm, because remember, options we have, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote.
Nothing. Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. What about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Same thing. Nothing will stop me.
Thank you.
I have to vote.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
What?
Yeah. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. So same options. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote.
No,
I doubt I will
nothing
vote.
Will stop.
Nothing
will stop
me
for everything.
Okay, thank you. Last one, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Same thing. Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. All right. I know it's a long wait off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided or some other option?
Democrat all day.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate, the Republican candidate, or third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated? Are you somewhat more motivated? Are you no change? Are you somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
Just motivated to fight for the rights.
Okay.
For anybody.
All right, thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't been staying out of it. But I'll vote for the right thing.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Thank you so much for your answer. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that may appear on the ballot in New York in this November. It says, add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights, add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
What are they to protect me? Protect you?
Just remember, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment that we just read? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote for them. There are amendments for people who need help.
All right. Just to confirm, your answer is yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would have prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions, estranging voting rights protections, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, estranging protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender?
What? That's what it is?
For all of the options that I just read, so do you think this amendment will, apply one of these options?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, and which one? If I don't mind to repeat it back to you, the options, if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, first one, prevent discrimination based on age. Second one, put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Third one, give voting rights to immigrants. Next one, prohibit housing discrimination. The other one, remove parents' right over the children medical decisions, estranging voting rights protections. Put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, estranging protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender. Which one do you choose?
The disability one.
Okay, thank you. Right. All right, moving forward now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes. Probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
If it's for rights, I vote for that.
Okay, thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights, and is that someone or much more or less motivated for you?
What, voting for the right to have an abortion?
Compared to voting for presidents or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, right? Which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights. And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
They're both in one, I guess.
All right. And is that for you much more or less motivated?
More.
All right. Much more motivated. That's your answer, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, I see.
I don't believe in that.
Okay, so just
children
to confirm.
They don't need to make that decision.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree.
Okay.
All right, so from 0 to 10, what number do you choose?
Hey, I disagree.
Okay, thank you.
A lot.
Okay.
On letting children have to change in their body, yeah, I'm against that.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Next one, defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority.
I agree.
All right. From 0 to 10, how much agree you are?
10. The big one.
Thank you. All right. Next one. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Against who?
All right. From 0 to 10, okay.
What did you say? Against who?
Yeah, just remember, we are rating on a scale from 0 to 10, right? You need to choose a
right.
number from 0 to 10.
What did you ask me?
Oh, yeah. Remember, this is going to be, series of assignments that we have. Exactly, right? So,
okay,
unfortunately, I cannot tell you.
Oh,
yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Next one. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
Yeah, anybody can marry whoever they want. Everybody should marry
whoever
you want.
All right, perfect. So, thank you. Next one. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
That's true.
All right, so from 0 to 10. What number do you choose?
Take a 10.
Thank you. All right, next one. Everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are or where they come from.
That's true. That's a 10.
All right, so thank you. Next one. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
It's a tough one. We got to help New Yorkers. I don't know. That's a tough one. I'll put myself in the middle with that one.
All right. So you're saying 5. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Just let me move forward. Yeah. Now, next one. I'm sorry. Everyone deserves the chance to trip no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
They get what?
Yeah, everyone deserves the chance to trade, no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
To trade?
Yep, that's correct.
To trade what?
Yeah, no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
They want to be good.
Okay. So, what is your number? I mean, how strongly or agree or disagree you are?
Everybody should have their rights, yes. Right?
All right, so you're saying 10, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so,
right.
Yes.
And last one, is it important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care?
Yeah, we should protect that. Yeah, we went really far, and now we're behind. So, then.
Okay. All right, thank you. I just want to confirm something over here. Hold on, let me check. One moment. Oh, yeah. No, actually, I have it right here. Thank you. Let me move forward to the next one. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments encourage war cry veterans, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would have a layer protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Are they against those people or for them?
Okay, so just remember, and thank you so much for your answer as well, but would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote.
Thank you. All right, moving forward, over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answer didn't change, but once again, as you may know, there will be election for President's U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Would you probably not vote? Or would you definitely vote? No vote, I'm sorry.
I would 100% vote.
Okay, thank you. All right, we are just ending now, so just a couple of questions more and we are going to be done. All right, now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration law, so they are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. So, which of the following statements do you find? Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if it is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing?
More convincing? I would vote. Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. But we need
against
to choose and you said against what?
Well, I vote against children getting sex changes.
Oh, that's the statement A. So you are not actually agree with the statement A. Is that what you are saying?
I don't agree with that. No.
Okay. Got it. So just to confirm, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if needed, is exactly right? So I know basically you are disagreeing with statement A. There is also statement B, so I just need to confirm if you are, is this that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing about statement B?
What was statement B?
Yeah, statement B, if you want, I can read it back to you as well. Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about classing labels in the state constitution to make sure all the people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
Well, but even that, I just don't think children should get sex changes.
All right, so
at all.
Just to confirm,
like 21.
All right, thank you. I just need to hear from you. Okay. I just need to hear from you, which of the following statements do you find more convincing? A statement A or a statement B?
Oh, you already told me the statement?
Yeah. Which of the following statements do you find more convincing? A statement A or a statement B?
Guess B, because you're talking about people's rights.
Okay, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving forward, and I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivated reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from, of 0 to 10. When a 10 means you think this is extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think it's somewhat motivating. And 0 means that you don't think it is motivated at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First one, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
Yeah.
You said 10?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, thank you. All right, next one. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave our abortion rights up the whims out of the touch politicians who could easily roll them back in the future. In fact, 74 abortions, anti-abortion bills have been introduced in New York in the last 5 legislative sessions alone. Protecting the right to abortion in our state constitution is the permanent layer of the protection we need to stop these bills from passing. Yeah, and on a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you?
10.
Thank you. Next one. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protections for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their positions of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Yeah.
All right, so from 0 to 10, how motivated are you?
Oh, motivated 10.
Thank you. All right, last one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, treating the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equally and civil rights initiatives. It's sealed that we protect the right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. I'm sorry, I just was ending it.
I can't believe people. We need to go forward in life. People are worried about all these problems that aren't problems. It's fucking dumb. we have new things to evolve. We're not going to evolve when people act like that.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm okay. I'm a dad.
All right. So you. Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much for your answer. Thank you so much for your answer. I just need to confirm from 0 to 10 on this statement how much motivated you are, or how motivated or not motivated you are.
I'm motivated talking to you.
All right, you're saying a 10, is it? Okay, thank you.
I'm very motivated.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a service, things change. It's okay if they didn't know, but once again, here's the Prop 1 on amendment that might appear in the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. As anti-discrimination provisions, the state constitution covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and no vote leaves the protection out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes, I would.
Sure, that was that. Okay, thank you. All right, after reading all this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the survey? And is that somewhat or much more or less likely?
I very much want to vote.
Okay, is that somewhat or much more likely to do it?
Much. That's the same.
All right, just to confirm, you're saying much more likely to do it, correct?
Yeah, I will do it. I will.
Okay. All right, now moving forward, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated.
I'm extremely motivated.
Thank you. All right, we are just ending now. Do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
Lesbian.
All right, thank you. Are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married 13 years.
Thank you. Okay. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
Two children under the age of 18.
Okay. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Right now, I'm a Democrat. There's very much to choose from.
All right. So just to confirm, you're saying Republican. I'm sorry that the line was breaking out.
Sorry. What?
Yeah. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I kind of feel like I'm independent, but I don't really vote for independent because I can't split the vote. So I have to be Democrat. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Just to confirm, you are saying a Democrat, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I guess I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. All right, how would you describe your employment and status?
I have good employment. Is that what you're asking?
I'm sorry. How would you describe your employment and status?
It's excellent.
All right. So would you say you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed?
Full-time.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is why?
Well, I need about 130.
Yes. You said 130. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. Perfect. This concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Bye.